October 11th, 1901. Silence of Jesus. The most necessary nourishment is peace. After various days of privation and of silence, this morning, as he came, he continued to be silent. And even though I kept him almost always with me, as much as I tried, I could not manage to have him speak a single word. He seemed to have something in his interior that embittered him, so much so as to render him taciturn, something which he did not want me to know. Now, while Jesus was with me, I seemed to see the Queen Mama, and upon seeing Jesus with me, she told me, "It is you who keeps him. Thank goodness he is with you. For if he has to pour out his just fury, if he is with you, you will hold him back. My daughter, pray that he would hold back the scourges, for the evil ones are all ready to come out. But they see themselves bound by a supreme force that prevents them. And even if divine justice will permit it, since they would not be able to do it when they please to, there will be this good, that they will recognize the divine authority over them and will say, 'We did this because we were given the power from above.' My daughter, what a war is being nourished in the moral world. It is horrifying to see it. Yet, the first nourishment that should be sought in society, in families, and by each soul, should be that of peace. All other nourishments become unhealthy without it, be they even virtues themselves, charity, repentance. Without peace, they bring neither health nor true sanctity. Yet, this nourishment, so necessary and salutary, has been discarded by today's world, and they want nothing but turbulence and wars. My daughter, pray, pray.